The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. Hello, Otto.
Morning, John.
I missed you last week, and I apologize for that, but now we're back and everything's fine. And I'm going to get right to our guest because we really, everybody has a time schedule. And this morning, we are with our district attorney, Madeline Singus, and it's always so wonderful when Madeline comes on the show because she's a wealth of information, but also because her time is so valuable that when she gives it up for the people in the town of North Hempstead, she is really showing to us what a dedicated public servant she is because she's always there for everybody. Good morning, Madeline, and thank you so much.
Good morning, John. It's such a pleasure to be with you.
What I'd like to start with this morning, I mean, obviously everybody knows we have the pandemic. COVID has changed the world for everybody. How are you guys functioning in the district attorney's office?
Well, I have to say it's been very challenging. We went virtual in about 2.5 weeks. So we turned the whole infrastructure of the DA's office and the court system into a virtual operation in about 2 weeks. I like to say we went from, the 1950s or 60s technology of Nassau County into this virtual reality where now every one of my assistant DAs has at their homes a setup that mimics their setup in the office so they can access files. All of those, we built all of these warehouses of information that we can access safely that have sensitive information that are secure. We can access the court system. We can do arraignments. We can do everything we were doing in the courthouse from our homes. And each one of our ADAs is set up that way. And it was really a remarkable feat. And I'm proud to say that every single day, the ADAs are on their computers. They're logging in. Hearings are being done. Appeals are being heard. Orders of protection are being issued, pleas are being taken, all in the same way we were doing as if we were live. So it has been an incredible operation. I never imagined that I would be in charge of something like this, but it has been, it's both inspiring and just overwhelming.
The matter that the fact that nobody has missed a beat, Otto, I see you wanted to jump in with something.
Yeah, Madeline, a lot of people, like you used the word DA's office, all right? And I really have to admit myself, until I did some homework for this segment, that I didn't realize how big that office is. There's a lot of people in that office. I went on the website, and there's 231 attorneys, according to what I read. Could you maybe give us just a brief overview of the structure of this DA's office, which is a lot bigger than just a little office, like the picture that people might have?
It sure is, Otto. We're the biggest law firm in Nassau County. So right now we're at about 185 attorneys and plus probably another 190 to 200 support staffs. And including detectives as well. So we're about 400 people that we oversee the day-to-day operations and the prosecution and investigation of over 30,000 cases a year. So it is a bustling, huge operation, and we're divided in the office, along subject matter. So we have bureaus that are focused on gangs and drug operations. We have bureaus that are focused on special victim type cases, which deal with our vulnerable populations like domestic violence cases and child abuse cases and sex offense cases. We have litigation bureaus, which just handle your routine felonies and misdemeanors. So those might include larcenies, robberies, kidnappings. And then we have a whole investigative wing of our office. Those are investigative attorneys and detectives who deal with a lot of financial crimes. So a lot of our identity theft cases come there. public corruption. People come in with their complaints and we begin our investigations into government entities. That's on the investigation side of the operation. We have a very robust appeals bureau that defends our convictions and argues in front of the appellate division. We have ADAs, assistant district attorneys, prosecutors who are assigned to our community outreach and education part of the office. So those are prosecutors who are out in the community, and you'll see them at various fairs and parades and in schools educating kids about everything from dating violence to heroin to, you know, leaving gang life. So it is, you know, a bustling operation, computer crimes. We have subject matter experts in every area of criminal law that you can think of, you know, housed in our office. And I have to say, we are a premier prosecutor's office in the state. You know, the governor's people are always looking to Nassau to see what it is that we're doing, how we're innovating. And, you know, I'm very proud of everyone who works in the office and how they serve our communities.
Go ahead, Otto. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, John. You're on.
No, I just think one of the most exciting things, and Madeline's been on the show before, is, and Kathleen Rice was before Madeline, but Madeline has taken this. She's taken ownership of the DA's office, and really, it's an, besides being a criminal office, it's an educational office, which I think is so important. It's just not a matter of arresting somebody, putting them in jail, and whatever the legalese is that goes with that. And I'm not the least bit familiar with that part of it. But, you know, there's so many other programs that have gone on. I mean, even she just mentioned a minute ago, going into the schools. That stuff is so important today because, you know, the youth has to be taught. They have to have a wake-up call of being careful and watching out, and seniors with scams. And we talk about scams all the time. Those are the kind of things that this office in Nassau, and the fact that the governor is reaching out to Madeline, is a perfect example of the programs that she's instituting, initiating on our behalf for the residents in Nassau County. One, Madeline, that I'd like you to go into, yeah, we have plenty of time, is Phoenix. Because last time you were on, you talked about that. I thought that was shocking. Tremendous, tremendous program.
Yeah, thanks, John. I mean, basically, you know, fundamentally at the DA's office, we believe in second chances, right? So I created this sort of an overlay over the entire office, and it's called Phoenix. And it's an office of alternative prosecution and resources. And basically, we, you know, the Phoenix oversees all of our diversion programs. So sometimes when people come in with criminal cases, we look at the case and we determine that this defendant in this case is better suited to diversion, right? So they go through a program. Sometimes it involves drug treatment. We know that sometimes crime happens because people are trying to fuel a drug habit. And before, you know, we wouldn't really drill down into why someone was committing a crime. But I feel that until we understand what's going on, we can't hope to change the course of that person's life. So if we determine that it is an addiction of some sort that is leading someone to criminality, then let's treat that addiction so that we can make sure we get this person on the right path. Because without that need to steal, to get money, to feed that addiction, they are law-abiding citizens. So we collaborate. Right now, I think we're up to about 68 agencies, and we place justice-involved individuals into programs. Some are inpatient, some are outpatient. And you know, our goal is to help them recover and avoid future contacts with the criminal justice system. And our office's emphasis on treatment has resulted in I think something like a 300% increase in treatment court assessments. About 20 to 25% of our pending felony caseload is in some sort of diversion court. And that also includes mental health services. We also work with, our Nassau County Veterans Service Agency to assist veterans in the criminal justice system. So these are, dedicated courts that we work with. And at the same time, our prosecutors and our staff of Phoenix is overseeing these programs to make sure that they're delivering what it is that they're saying they deliver. Are they giving us the services that we are entitled to as a county? We oversee them. There's regular checks on their, on how they're doing, on their record keeping, because we rely on those records when we make our applications to judges to either dismiss cases or reduce cases. So it is something that is a vital part of the DA's office. All the prosecutors are well informed about Phoenix, and if they see a case that they think would benefit from one of the services that we have, then we steer that case to that service. So it is, it is helpful on so many levels, and many times victims also are happy with those dispositions because they want to make sure that the people get the help that they need so they're not committing more crimes in the future. And of course, not every crime is suitable for that, but that's why we have experienced prosecutors to look at the cases, look at the defendants, confer with judges, confer with the defense bar, and make the appropriate assessments of these cases.
You just said something which I didn't understand. I just want to make sure. So the prosecutors, people from your office would actually go to the courts and on behalf of somebody who may have got caught a second time, but is basically a good person, and come up with a case why there should be some leniency for a particular reason.
Yeah, exactly. So The prosecutors are looking out for the defendants who would benefit from some kind of services and treatment. And we work with defense attorneys to make sure that that person gets those services, ultimately to prevent future crimes, right? Because if we don't deal with the underlying addictions, the underlying mental health illnesses that's causing people to enter the criminal justice system, then it's just a revolving door. So in order to stop that revolving door, we're saying, what's the root of criminality here? And can we do something as an organization to stop that and assist this person and get them back to a law-abiding life? And that's the genesis of Phoenix.
That's perfect. Now, we're in the courts, so let's stay in the courts. And we can start this before our next break. In reference to, I know you're trying to get an increase in juror pay, which I think is so important, to increase diversity in the jury selection process.
Yeah, absolutely. That was one of the recommendations that I made. Let's make sure that that people can actually afford to come in and be a juror. Let's make sure that, I don't think the juror rate has been increased. I can't even remember the last time, and I've been in the system for 30 years. It's $40 a day. Well, that's insufficient, and so many people say, I can't afford to do that, not go to work and come there to get paid $40 a day. Some jobs aren't paying those salaries for people who are out on jury duty. So for those who are self-employed or maybe they rely on tips, they might hold multiple jobs. The cost is, for them to serve is too high. So let's increase that jury pay and increase the diversity of our jury pools.
I agree with you there 100%. Actually, we have to take our first break. We're listening to the Nassau County District Attorney, Madeline Singus. You're listening also on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.